Hi, I'm Marilyn Harris, and each time I go to Biggs, I discover something fresh from their amazing variety of produce to their succulent meat and seafood, and all at true minimum prices. Discover something Biggs at one of their nearby locations today.
55 KRC on demand.
This is Cooking with Marilyn. Listen to Marilyn every Saturday, 1 till 4 p.m. on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Sean Hannity, Monday at 3. Now, Cooking with Marilyn on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hour 3 of the Cooking with Marilyn show. We're going to do something a little bit different this hour. We'll still be taking your questions, but if you're interested in remodeling your kitchen or bath, I've got one of the leading experts in kitchen and bath design. John from Prestige is visiting me. I asked him to come because I knew he was going to go to the big kitchen and bath show. It was in Atlanta this year, where they show all the new stuff, all the trends, everything that's happening, everything we're going to see in coming months in the magazines and things. He's first to know. So if you're in the process of thinking about remodeling a kitchen or bath, you really don't want to miss my discussion with John coming up. But first, as I always tell you all, you are the most important ingredient on this cooking show, so I take your calls first, and especially Todd, who was nice enough to wait through the news. We're going to grab his call real fast. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Marilyn. How you doing?
Good.
My sister bought me some glass pie pans.
Right.
But the only caveat is I have to make her a strawberry rhubarb pie. I just wondered if you had a good recipe for that.
You know, I don't, because my husband doesn't like rhubarb, and so I never make rhubarb strawberry pies. I like them myself. But you can almost follow, you know, just about any fruit pie recipe, and that's got, you know, some double crust and some little, you know, sugar and flour or cornstarch, and just pop it in the oven and bake it. I think it's better if you cook the rhubarb a little bit first.
Okay.
I like to cook it.
I don't know anything about rhubarb, so I don't know how to cook it.
Well, don't feed her the leaves. You just want the stalks.
Leaves. Yeah, well, I understand that.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
We had a rhubarb bush growing up, so we ate it raw.
You know, it's kind of like celery. If you get those, if it's got the heavy little ribs on it, if you kind of get those out so it won't be stringy, and then just cut it into pieces. You know, they'll be about the same size as a half of a strawberry, kind of equivalent kind of thing. And I like to cook it a little bit in a little simple syrup, like a light simple syrup, equal parts of water and sugar until it just tenderizes a little bit, and then strain it. You could even use a little bit of that simple syrup to toss the strawberries in to sweeten them a little bit, and then just you know, put them together with toss them with some cornstarch or flour, and sprinkle on some more sugar, and dot it with butter, and put it in your crust, and pop it in the oven.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
But really having said all that, since it's been years since I've done that, let's ask any rhubarb experts who have a famous rhubarb strawberry pie in their family that they love to make, and we'll ask them to call and share that. So stay tuned, Todd, because we're going to we'll see if we can find another recipe for you. Let's see. Doris had a comment about stevia. Doris, you don't agree with me?
Yes. I just wanted to tell the caller that I grew the plant stevia several years ago when it first came out. It does not winter over, but it grows well in a pot outside. But right now on the market, you can get a stevia sweetener called Sweet Leaf that comes in a powder or
right.
a liquid
and then
form,
There's an even newer one I was reading about that's, I believe, manufactured by Cargill.
Yeah, there's a newer one.
And
yeah.
It's called stevia, or I don't know. It uses the word stevia, but it's a different pronunciation.
Yeah. Yeah.
After I said that to him, I thought, you know, there are times that you could use the herb itself, and like in lemonade and iced tea.
In lemonade, remember the old-fashioned way we made lemonade? You sliced your lemons with the sugar and pounded it with a wooden measure.
That's right.
Well, do that with your stevia leaves.
And you can do the same thing with iced tea,
and with your lemon balm leaves, and you can make your own lemonade without any sugar in it.
Right.
With stevia leaves.
But it's limited. I mean, that kind of things you can do. But if you really want to use it as a sweetener, you know, for other things, you need to buy the powder, don't you think?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Okay.
But the thing that's nice about the powder for his daughter, whoever he was, said was diabetic.
Right.
When I'm diabetic. And if you get the fat out of your diet and add fiber, that helps bring your blood sugar down. And the sweet leaf stevia product has something in it that also counts as a fiber.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
I'm going to have to buy some and play with it. I'm going to get some and play with it and see what I think.
It's very good.
And you supposedly can bake with it because it's heat stable, right?
Now, I have to be honest. I don't know. I don't bake because I have no willpower. If I bake it, I eat it. So, I heard you talking about cornbread, and I thought, I'd love to make a cornbread.
Well, now,
and
see, I don't make cornbread like that unless I have company, Doris.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that's company food. You know, you got to make that when you got folks to eat it up, and you've just got one piece left. Yes. And that's it, and you eat it and go on with your life. You know, you can't just be
wise at your young age. You're very wise.
Thank you, Doris.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you so
Glad
much.
Glad you called.
Enjoy your show.
Bye bye. And Pat has called. Let's talk to him. Hi, Pat.
Hello, Marilyn.
To
I
her.
I ask about the cornbread again.
Okay.
I was just calling about how much of the yogurt did you put in there?
Two cups.
Two cups. All right. I got it then.
Or it could be two cups of sour cream or two cups of buttermilk.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Let me know what you think. You want to put the jalapeno peppers in it?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so good. It looks pretty, too.
All right.
Okay.
Then.
Fresh ones, not canned ones, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I told you all, as we were kicking off the show today, if you just joined us, I'm Marilyn Harris. It's the Marilyn Harris Show and Cooking with Marilyn. And we cook, we do all sorts of things with cooking. You know, we talked about pots and pans earlier. We talk a lot sometimes about kitchen appliances. People call and discuss things. They're getting a new kitchen. And my friend John, who has Prestige Interiors, is one of the leading kitchen and bath designers here in Cincinnati. And I knew that he was going to go to the Atlanta Kitchen and Bath Show. And one of the things I like to talk with you all about from time to time is what's trends, what's going on in the world. You know, we talk about food trends always in January. We talk about what's in and what's out and what we ate last year. So I think it's interesting to know what's in and what's out in kitchen and bath design. John, welcome to the Cooking with Marilyn Show.
Well, thank you, Marilyn.
So nice, to have
here.
You.
Thank you.
So what did you, was there, did you see a lot of really outrageous changes?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of the style trends are taming things down a little bit. The moldings are a little bit understated. A lot of the colors are staying the same. Dark is selling. Light is selling. Paint is popular.
Painted cabinets?
Yes. Painted and glazed. The textury ones.
Yeah. That's really popular. Is stainless steel still big?
Very much. And getting bigger.
Yeah. And I guess you see a difference in technology, too, because I know this is not an appliance show. It's a design show. But I think that the technology of kitchen appliances is affecting it, too.
Isn't
it?
Yes, it
has
it
to be.
Yes, it is. And certain things, there were appliances that have been available, let's say, for instance, like the freestanding ranges with two ovens in them.
Yeah.
But the selection has been limited. So more people, GE introduced one this year.
Yeah.
Where previously Maytag kind of had a corner on that.
Yeah.
On that market. So you're seeing things like that. I thought GE had an interesting idea. This may not be a great thing from a cook's point of view, but some people have single wall ovens built in. And if you were replacing an existing but you wanted a double oven, GE has now a single oven space that actually has two ovens in it. I think the same idea as the freestanding range where they've squeezed two ovens in.
Well, and for small families, you know, we're going to hold that thought, and I'm going to tell you all, we're going to take a break, that if you've got any questions, if you're in the process of remodeling, and there's a lot of remodeling going on. We know what's going on with the housing industry. We hear that it's getting better and trust that it will, but not as much, you know, new construction, obviously. But a lot of people staying where they are and remodeling and updating and still, you know, enjoying, you know, having a nicer kitchen, a more efficient and prettier bathroom kind of thing. If you're one of those people and you've got questions for John, I'm telling you, he is your local number one expert in all of this, and he will be happy to speak with you. If you had something else you wanted to talk to us about, you don't have to talk about kitchens and baths. You know, you're the most important ingredient. We'll just kind of talk in and out, and you can call with your question. If you've got a recipe question or something that you want to share with us, give us a call. 749-5500, 1-800-823-TALK, and we'll be right back.
It's Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3 and at 55KRC.com.
Search Listen Live
from 55KRC, the talk station.
320 here at 55 KRC, and lovely, a bit cloudy, but nice spring day in Cincinnati anyway. And they're telling us tomorrow is going to be even nicer, cool, in the 60s and sunny. So start planning something wonderful that you can cook out on your grill tomorrow, because it's going to be the perfect day, it seems. And we'll have to trust those weather people. I wanted, by the way, before we get back to our discussion of kitchen and bath, to remember to tell you all, I meant to say this in the first hour and then we got busy, that yesterday I did go to the press conference at Cincinnati State at Midwest Culinary Institute, where they announced that Jean-Robert de Caval, formerly the chef at Jean-Robert Pigalle's, is going to be joining the organization there as the chef in residence. And you know, three people have said to me today, what does that mean? And it's kind of like when you talk about people at universities, they have a chair, that they're there. They're not necessarily a regular member of the faculty, but they're part of the whole scene. And he's going to be consulting with teachers there, working with students, just bringing, he said, one of the most creative chefs I've ever met in my whole life. And he'll be bringing a lot of creativity to some of the classes and the labs and the restaurant. But he also will be doing outreach work. You know, he'll be sort of a goodwill ambassador to get the school recognition from other parts of the world. He's bringing a bunch of French chefs there, and also in liaison with events with the community, something that Jean-Robert does really well, because he's got a wonderful personality, and he really likes to work with people, and he likes to do things. He's particularly good about helping out with charitable things. So congratulations to him, our new chef in residence. I'm looking forward to working with him at various and sundry projects, or just going and enjoying some of the fun food that's going to happen over there because of him. But we just want to congratulate him with his new position, and also congratulate our friends at Cincinnati State for my good friend Dan Case. I always called him Dean Dan, but he's the vice president now. So I guess I have to call him Dan Veep. But anyway, he he's always out there thinking, you know, ahead of everybody else. And congratulations to them for getting the idea of having Jean-Robert join their organization, because it's just great. And we're also happy that he's going to be staying in Cincinnati. So that's my little bit of news, which you probably already know if you read the paper, but not everybody reads the paper. So we're going to move right along and remind you all that John from Prestige Interiors is here today. And John is a real experienced, very, very knowledgeable kitchen and bath designer who's done it for a long time, and in the top of his heap here in the Cincinnati area as far as kitchen and bath design is concerned. And if you're going to do that, you have to stay in touch, right, and keep up with what's going on.
You absolutely do.
You're only as good as what is what you learned yesterday.
That's
right?
That's exactly right.
Because imagine, John, how many years have you been designing kitchens?
I got into this. You really want me to say?
Of course.
I got into this business in 1971.
Yeah, see there, and he was in high school, and
that's right.
Did you just walk through a show like that show in Atlanta and think about the first kitchen you ever designed in the 70s and the contrast? I mean, it's got to be mind boggling.
It is complete. It's like a different industry, really.
I mean,
it's changed so much.
Yeah, you've gone from Leave It to Beaver to the Jetsons.
Yeah, it was boxes. Cabinets used to just be boxes on a wall.
Yeah.
And now they're the backdrop to the full
with a
working
stove sitting there and a sink under the window.
That's right.
Always white porcelain.
That's right.
And amazing. Well, what did you see of all the new things that we can look for in the kitchen and bath design world? What did you see there that impressed you the most as far as something that's kind of out there, having compared it to the Jetsons?
We were talking earlier.
Yeah.
My favorite thing in the whole show was
and it was a huge show. So
yes.
That's really saying
it's an
something.
Enormous show.
Yeah.
Enormous. This was just fun. And maybe the appealing to the gimmick and the electronics to it and whatever. But it was a company called Seura, Seura.
Uh-huh.
And they make mirrors. But they're designer mirrors. They're for bathrooms, for powder rooms, entry halls, living rooms, whatever.
Right.
And they incorporate right within the mirror, well, small or large, depending on your function or where it is, TVs. They can also incorporate lighting that's just part of the mirror. When you turn it off, it's mirror again. You can't see it.
So you could have, like, my mirror. I've got a good-sized mirror over my sink in my bathroom. And in like, the bottom corner of
you
that
just
mirror.
Just pick a corner,
right,
yes.
I could have the Today Show going on
exactly.
while I'm getting dressed in the morning and be watching that in the mirror.
Exactly. It works on a remote control. And when you turn it off, it's a complete mirror.
It's just
you can't
mirror
even
again.
See it. Yeah. Yeah, there's
that's
not even a trace
Jetson-y.
To it.
That's pretty Jetson-y.
I thought it was.
Yeah, that's amazing. And was it a real popular booth at the
it
show?
It was jammed. It was hard to, after a couple of attempts, I finally got to talk to somebody about it. There were so many people. It was not a huge, I'm sure this is a small company. It was not a huge booth, but it had tremendous interest. There were quite a few
people. You could
do
that in your kitchen, too. I mean,
oh, sure you could. Anywhere.
You know,
anywhere.
I mean, a nice little mirror on the wall, and that's a TV, you know.
They kind of made a distinction that there's two different series that they have.
Okay.
The bathroom ones and for small areas are primarily mirrors that have a TV built into them.
Okay.
Whereas if you wanted to go in the family room or a great room and have a large set, they have widescreen. They have big ones, really big ones.
But still, when it's turned off, it looks like a mirror.
Yes, but
so you don't walk in somebody's house.
But if it's primarily a TV,
yeah.
The mirror isn't quite as silvery.
Okay.
It's still a mirror.
Right.
But the primary function changes.
But if you just walked into somebody's house, you wouldn't say, oh, gosh, they've got a huge big
oh,
old
no,
TV
you'd
on
have
their
no
living
idea.
Room wall.
You'd have no idea. Not only that, they're only about an inch and a half deep.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
You don't even have to dig into the wall.
I can't stand it. Well, that was the fun stuff. Now, if we're planning a kitchen now, what's really new and different and efficient that we would want to think about?
Well, as I started mentioning before, some of the appliance people were bringing out some new things.
Right.
Another one I thought is not out yet, but it's coming. And it's a way that you could duct a Gen Air cooktop. This was in the Gen Air booth.
Right.
You could duct a Gen Air cooktop back into the room. They have a super huge, in fact, filtering system. And Gen Air's traditionally, all of those have to be vented to the outside, which still
right.
would be the preferable way of doing it.
Right.
But let's say you're in a high rise.
Right,
or
you can't
yeah,
do that.
sure.
You know, you buy a condo, you want to redo your kitchen.
That's
and
exactly right.
You
and you want
that.
To put it on the island and you want good ventilation. There's
right.
no way of doing it.
Right. So
but,
they.
But with
I
this,
wondered when they were going to finally come up with
yes.
with that because
yes.
there's a lot of occasions with, you know, especially in remodel jobs, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're building a new house, you can obviously make it happen because you start off with just a frame. But if you've got an existing place, it
that's
becomes,
right.
it could
that's
become
right.
impossible.
Or like I said, high rises. There's
yeah.
there's places where it's just not practical.
Not possible, yeah.
To right. ventilate, especially downdraft.
Well, if you've just joined us, I'm talking to John from Prestige Interiors here in the Cincinnati area. He is a kitchen designer, bath designer. He's done it for many years, and he's you know always keeping up with the latest trends and what's going on. If you've got a question for him, give us a call. He'd love to answer it, and you know you get a little free advice if you're about to do your kitchen or bath. 749-5500, 1-800-823-TALK. I'm going to ask him a lot more questions because I think just asking questions, it provides information for you all, but it's more fun if you join in the conversation too. So give us a call, 749-5500, 1-800-823-TALK. Talk is 8255. If you've just remodeled a kitchen, you know, it'd be interesting to know what you did that you liked the best, that you're really glad you did, or if there's something that you didn't do that you're sorry you didn't do. I'm sorry that I did my kitchen after or before the steam oven was available.
Yes.
I'd love to have one of those Miele steam
yes.
ovens. And I have looked into trying to add one, but it's not easy to
it's
do.
It's not going
to
happen.
No,
is that
I
right?
I don't think so. Maria's on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Maria.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. Well, I have a very interesting question.
Okay.
I think it's interesting. But for John... what do you see or what thoughts do you have for designing a kitchen without the conventional cabinets? I've often thought, you know, the average home that's built for the market has the same old kitchen cabinets. And I have seen pictures of very beautiful kitchens designed with unconventional cabinets. more or less...
like furniture, more
right,
or less. Yeah.
Right, and more or less like utility cabinets, you know, the long, the tall cabinets. I'm just opposed to the conventional way of storing your kitchen, you know, dishes and things like that.
Sure.
And for a senior citizen especially... it's hard to reach those upper cabinets or the shelves. And as you get older, you find yourself using very few of the things that you once used when your families, you know, were younger and when they were growing. And
so you don't need as much storage,
right,
is what you're saying.
Right. And I would, you know, prefer cabinets more or less at eye level. And
there are some kitchens, aren't there, John, that just have the base cabinets, yeah, and no, right, wall cabinets.
Yeah, as a,
right,
matter of fact, that was in addition to the floor show, there are multiple seminars put on by various experts in the industry. That was very strongly a trend, according to these presenters, that you put in all the base cabinets that you can and that you need, because that's your counter space also. But to virtually eliminate or reduce the amount of wall cabinets,
yeah,
and replace them pretty much like you said with either tall cabinets or a pantry somewhere else.
Yeah. So that's a trend, Maria.
Oh, it is. Well, I don't know where I've been thinking about that. That it's just the high end of the very elaborate condos or something like that, where I have seen pictures, you know.
Right, right, right.
And where they're using, paintings, work of art.
Right.
And
just making it a beautiful room, because,
sure,
we spend a lot of time in there.
Oh, sure. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, have you designed any anything like that yourself, or is it possible to get some input?
Oh, sure. Typically in remodeling, unless you really were adding quite a few windows or something like that, most people do expect to have some wall cabinets. But I have never been of the mind that you fill every inch of wall space with cabinetry, base or wall. You need to, space is luxurious. You need to have a feeling of space in your room.
You know something, Marie, we're going to have to run because we've got to take our mid-hour news break, but I'm going to let John give you his phone number, and you can call him up and talk to him about this.
I would love to.
Okay, John, give her your phone number.
Okay, it's 513-247-0229.
Okay, 0229.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Maria, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Suzanne, we'll be back to speak with you. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm Marilyn Harris. I've got a very accomplished kitchen and bath designer here talking about new trends for 2010, and you can call and ask him questions at 749-5500, 1-800-823-TALK. Or if you have a cooking question for me, don't hesitate to call. We'll be right back.
Providing you with a wealth of information from the Coordinated Financial Planning Studios. This is 55 KRC, the talk station.
.341, you're listening to the Cooking with Marilyn Show. We've talked about all kinds of things today. Grilling, you know, making wonderful pulled pork, and looking forward to Memorial Day next weekend. But we also have been talking this hour about a subject that I think is fun for us to discuss every now and then, and that is trends in kitchens. And it's changed so much. And my good friend John from Prestige Interiors has been designing kitchens for a long time. He's seen a lot of changes, and I knew that he was going to go to the big kitchen and bath show that just took place, the international show in Atlanta, that he said was absolutely huge. And I was just curious to hear what we can expect to see down the road. We've got a call for you, John, from Suzanne in Westchester. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you, Marilyn?
Good.
Good. My question is I have a kitchen that's about 20 years old. The house is 20 years old, and the cabinets are the standard heights. And I was wanting to know if the 42-inch cabinets are going to be still popular for many years to come. Should we replace the cabinets? Because I wanted to put in a new countertop as well, and I don't want to put in a new countertop if I'm going to replace the cabinets.
Well, that's a good plan. You don't want to You may or may not be able to salvage the top if you did it first, but there's no chance, no reason to take that chance. Now that the soffits are out, I don't really see them coming back. The 36 or 42-inch high cabinets are what is virtually about the only thing that's done now. You know, if you think about it, the proportion is better. It looks better.
Mm-hmm.
The 30-inch high wall cabinets look a little stubby, even in an 8-foot room, but especially if the ceiling's taller.
Mm-hmm. I have a taller ceiling. There are no soffits. I have nice lighting above and below the cabinets. Right now, and they're the 36-inch cabinets, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, should we just, you know, they have nice trim on the top, too, so they appear to be a little bit taller, but they're not the 42-inch cabinets. And
yeah. If the ceiling can handle it, I would use the 42s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
you think that's something that will always be, you know, that's going to be the standard from now on is the 42-inch cabinets?
I do. It's in a taller ceiling like that, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like I said, I think it's the proportion. It's going to look better. Mm-hmm. It's going to look like it fits the room better, and that's why it'll never go out of style.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's practical because you get more space.
Well, of course
right.
you do.
Right. Okay. Well, terrific. Thank you so much.
That's a very good certainly. Question, Suzanne, and we thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm Marilyn Harris. You're listening to John from Prestige, a kitchen and bath design company here in Cincinnati, and he goes out to people's houses and looks at their ugly old kitchen and waves his magic wand and turns it into something beautiful. And I think you're kind of unusual too, John, in that you're not just a consultant. Like when I did my kitchen, I had a consultant that came in and planned the kitchen, and then there was somebody else who came in and built it.
That's right.
And you've got your own people that know to do exactly how you want things to be done.
Yes. You know,
it's like an insurance policy, too, I think.
That's right. Years ago, I had quite a few people working for me. I did this on a very large scale.
Yeah.
And then we did it, like you said. Somebody would do the design, and then we would turn it over to the installation people to do. And I just kind of scaled it back, and I get to deal individually with each person.
Right.
I'm the only one you talk to. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So anything that was discussed during planning or whatever, you know, I'm the same person to carry it out once we're putting it in.
And your folks know how you want it to be, and which is basically perfect.
Well, and not only that, I go by every day to make sure.
Check it out. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I mean, it's the kind of service that you don't get much anymore.
No, you
and,
can't.
You know, you go into a big box store and you pick out a bunch of cabinets and it's kind of like good luck. And, you know, wherever you do it, if you're doing it nice, it's a big investment and you want it to be right.
Sure it is.
It's 3:45. We're going to take Linda. I'll be right back to talk to you. We're just going to take a quick little break here and try to stay on. And I've not done a very good job today staying on time. I'm sorry. My producer's been giving me dirty looks. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. So take it away, Nick.
55 KRC. It's Rush Limbaugh at noon and on your computer at 55KRC.com.
Search Listen Live
from 55 KRC, the talk station.
Clients.
Oh, of course you do.
3:47, you're listening to the Cooking with Marilyn show. We've had a lot of interesting different things happening here today and talked about all sorts of topics, but you know, don't we usually? But I just thought I'd grab my friend John from Prestige when he was just fresh back from the Kitchen and Bath show in Atlanta to share with us what we can expect to see. And we've learned that no more soffits on the cabinets, that they're taller. And what other trends did you notice with cabinets, John? We still have white cabinets everywhere?
We do. We have white. We have glazed, painted whites with overtones on them.
But also color, too, huh?
Color, definitely.
I've seen a lot of green stains in magazines lately.
Didn't see much of that there.
Green.
But it would have fit in
because
there is quite a variety. If anything, they were toned down just a little bit. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago where things were getting overly ornate.
Yeah.
Especially with carved moldings and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
They still have some of that, but
tiles.
They're more... Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of going away, huh?
Well, it's at least being toned down, where it's just an accent or two.
Maybe that's kind of a sign of the times. We're getting a little more conservative,
I think it might be. I think it might be.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. It happens with clothing styles, and I'm sure it happens with housing styles, too.
I would call it kind of a soft contemporary, also. As opposed to the heavy, ornate, trying to look old-world traditional.
Well, and it's more
still
practical, especially for those of us who clean our own kitchens.
Oh,
thank you very
all
much.
The time.
I mean, you know, all those moldings. I mean, that's just
But a few pieces, something here or there, that's still popular. And it will be, because that's your point
of
interest.
What about that look of the counter, the center, what am I trying to say, the island being a different piece of furniture from the surrounding cabinets?
Yes, you're still going to see that, yes.
I think that's a good look.
I do, too.
Especially if you've got a big room.
I do, too. I like that a lot.
So you got any kitchen questions for John? I mean, he really, you know, he's such an expert. You know, he does this all the time, and he's been out and about to this international show to see everything that's going on. And if you need a little help, if you're thinking about a planned kitchen in your future, or a bathroom for that matter, you know, we tend to talk more about kitchens on this show since we're a cooking show, but he certainly also does bathrooms. Are bathrooms still huge?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We're doing bathrooms that we can have a dance in.
Well, you are if you're building a house,
yeah.
Which is, as you said before, that market's off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But the more recent ones definitely are huge. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
even remodeling,
in remodeling, people would try to
other things,
that's right,
and
take a bedroom that you don't need. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And make a bathroom and dressing room kind of idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a great idea. Wish I had that. Okay, let's go back to... Hi, Linda.
I wish I had that too, Marilyn.
Oh, well, we do the best we can, Linda. What can I do for you?
Don't we? My question is probably maybe pretty simple. My daughter now only wants soy milk.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I buy her soy milk and I buy me some half and half for cooking and stuff.
Right.
But can I use in all my recipes and baking... the soy milk, the plain soy milk.
Yeah, as long as it's not sweetened, you know.
No, I don't buy the one. She now and then she'll bring one in with vanilla or something.
No, but you can't use any of those. Any of those that are sweetened. I mean, because obviously, I mean, I guess if you were making a cake, you could, but you still have too much sugar. Right? You know, after you had got the regular ingredients in there. Yeah, you can use it. I mean, I think people use it who can't, you know, who are lactose intolerant, who can't have, you know, regular, you know, dairy milk. You're not always going to get the same, you're not going to get the same flavor. I don't know if you're going to be happy using it. I would say try and see what you think, you know. It's not the atom bomb. It's not going to blow up. What, Linda?
You mean like in cakes or baking is what I want to know.
Oh, baking. Yeah, I think I don't see any reason why you couldn't. Unless the cake calls for sour milk, you know, then you're going to have to go back to, you know, or sour cream or buttermilk or anything like that.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be way
But if
different.
It just calls for plain milk, you know, give it a try. See what you think. I think it'll work.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, good question, Linda. Bye-bye. 3:51, you're listening to the Cooking with Marilyn show. You know, next weekend is going to be a really big cooking out weekend. And next weekend at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be at Binkin's over on Plainfield Road. And I'm going to be there from 10 till noon before I come do my show. And we're going to be talking about herbs. The Binkin's people are going to have all sorts of herbs for you to see, telling you about how to grow them. And I'm going to do some recipes with fresh herbs and have little tastings and have recipes for people to take home. And it's just going to be a fun herb, you know, cooking and growing herb seminar at Binkin's Greenhouse. It's free. It's next Saturday from 10 until noon. And if you want directions to get there, you can call them up there in the phone book. Let me see. I might have their telephone number. I do. 891-1040. That's next Saturday, May 23rd, from 10 until noon. Come and see me at Binkin's, and I'll have some fun stuff for you to taste, and we'll be cooking. Well, right now I've got John from Prestige in the studio with me, and we're talking about what's new. Are bowls that sit on top of the counter still popular?
I think they are. Yes, there were plenty of those. They're evolving more into crystal and stones and very interesting things. But
fancy,
still see that.
Yeah,
you still see that.
Well, you know what I like about them is that they're practical and that you don't get any splashing.
That's right.
Because you're pouring into a bowl that's, you know, raised up versus down. You know.
That's right. Yeah, it's closer to where you're...
It makes it easier to keep the bathroom countertop not have spots all over
That's right. That's right.
But what's the other thing you noticed in kitchen. Now, what about countertops? Are we still doing granite everywhere, or is there other stuff?
Well, granite is, of course, still popular. Quartz, though, is I don't even know if it's surpassed it. It's equal in popularity, most likely.
It's because it's got more versatility. It's lighter colors, and I guess you can get white granite, but
yeah, but it's controlled colors. It's denser. It's sturdier. You don't have to seal it.
It's a lot more practical. Yeah. I think it's prettier.
It is in a lot of ways, and some of these new patterns are interesting. They're trying to make it look more granite like, give it almost a veining look.
Okay,
and some of those are interesting.
So countertops were just off the wall everywhere, huh?
Yes.
Just crazy wild.
They have.
What about that volcanic stone stuff? Is that still around?
I know that stuff's so expensive. Yeah, that's they weren't really exhibited. I think cost is a big issue.
Once again, the economy's not at its best.
That's right.
I think I think a lot of people want to fix up their kitchens because they're spending time in their kitchens because they're cooking more.
That's right.
And, they'd rather fix up their kitchen than go to Europe.
A lot of the innovation that was at the show, of course, a lot of it was geared at the higher end, fancier things because that's fun. That's what everybody wants to
see, all the showy stuff.
But a lot of it concentrated on more value and practicality. One of the things that I thought was very interesting is there's a new introduction by a company called Lanson, and they're stainless steel bowls. They've had them in they have a product called Coran with a K,
mm-hmm.
that's solid surface like Coran, that type of a bowl. And the purpose of it is to undermount to a laminate or a Coran counter.
Okay.
But it eliminates the seam. Where the bowl comes up, it's perfectly flush. There's no seam there. I mean, visibly you can see the stainless versus the Corian. You can hardly feel it. It's a sealed joint. It's very
real
nice.
Sleek and good looking,
yes,
and easy to clean.
Yes, it is.
And I think people who cook a lot, easy to clean is such a good trend.
And
we all like to see
not
that.
Not a high end company at all, just practical.
So anybody doing a kitchen could have one of these.
Absolutely.
Without
in about a month. In about a month.
In
when
about
they
a
come
month.
Out. Yes.
So if you're getting to do a kitchen remodel and you're talking to John, tell him you want to find out about this beautiful Lanson stainless steel sink. It's gorgeous. And I love the different shapes it comes in.
It is interesting. And
well,
like
the sink
I said,
is such an important part of the kitchen.
That's right.
I mean, the stove is important, but we spend a lot more time standing looking at that sink than we do the stove.
That's right.
I mean, the stove is utilitarian and we want it to do a good job for us.
That's right.
But you're not standing there like you are, at the sink.
Another thing I thought was interesting is I actually spent some time in a booth of a company called Blanco, which is a German faucets and bowls and plumbing fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very broad line of stainless steel. And they also make a product called Sill Granite, which is a granite. It's the bowls, but it's made out of a composite of granite. And
like a silicone base kind of thing?
Well, it's mostly granite. I think
mostly
they're 80 plus percent granite.
Yeah.
So they're extremely durable.
Yeah.
But anyway, the part that surprised me is he told me that nationwide they sell more of the granite than they do the stainless steel. And that just blew me away, especially for somebody that has such a broad line of stainless, which they do.
I know. And the Germans are famous, of course, for their stainless.
That's right. That's right.
Well, John, the clock on the wall tells us that we're about to wind up this fun conversation. I hope you all have learned some. I certainly did. And I just think it's good for all of us to have a source to keep up with what's going on, what's out there in the world, and what we can expect. And I would encourage you all, if you are interested in talking about a new kitchen or bathroom, you want to remodel, whether you're doing it, on the high end or you just want to make it more practical and not spend a fortune, John certainly is a practical designer and he will work with anybody. And his phone number is 513-247-0229. And it's prestige.com on the...
Prestige123.
Prestige123.com. I knew that.
That's okay. And actually, some of these things I put on the website under What's New.
Great.
I have the highlights.
Yeah, so look it up, prestige123.com, you all. Thank you so much, John, for coming.
Thank you, Marilyn.
And stay tuned for Dale Donovan and everything you ever wanted to know about your car. And thanks to my good buddy, Nick Brucker, for putting up with me today and my not staying on time and doing a good job producing the show. Bye, everybody. Have a great week. Next week, we're going to be picnicking together, and I will see you next Saturday morning at Binkin's on Plainfield Road. Bye. Great week, everyone.